a certain face.
Learn to laugh, love, and live the good life. This is Chat with Women with Pam and Rochelle on Retro Radio AM 880 KIXI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We would like to welcome Dr. Ilya Skolnikov. He is the clinical director at Triad of Health Family Healing Center, and he specializes in women's health and thyroid disorders. And today he's joining us to chat about the dangers of protein deficiency and those horrible starvation diets. So welcome, doctor.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're delighted to have you. So we really want to know, what are the dangers of protein deficiency?
It's an excellent question, and the dangers of protein deficiency are all the dangers of the modern chronic diseases that we're seeing in our society. So hypertension, hypothyroidism, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, obesity, blood pressure problems. I just said that twice. Heart disease, chronic fatigue, all these types of chronic diseases.
Is it diabetes too? All of the diabetes too. So basically,
diabetes type two. Mm-hmm.
All of the
type one.
All the diseases that are creating inflammation in our body.
Yeah. Well, what happens is, a couple thousand years ago, just slightly more than a couple thousand years ago, more like 11,000 years ago, humans were eating huge amounts of protein. I mean, they were, hunters and gatherers.
Right.
And they would, travel around and kill bison or do a lot of fishing or whatever they were doing, and that was their main fuel. And they were so active that they needed huge amounts of protein just to keep moving around and hunting or, traveling from one place to another. Sometimes they would even go from one continent to another. They would do, they were like the Vikings had huge amounts of protein. And so that's what our systems are used to having. And then over the last 10 or 11,000 years, people started, not modern, but agriculture. But the agriculture introduces huge amounts of sugar into a person's body, which tends to cause, trouble with joints and bones and that kind of thing. So I've had patients like a lady named Marie Simmons, where all she did was, well, she did a lot of things, but the main thing she did was to change her diet and increase the amount of protein she was eating, especially fish and land animals.
Well, let's stop and talk about...
Cholesterol go down.
Doctor, let's stop a second and talk about how much we... that's the key here.
Right.
How much protein a day should we have? And is it, can you get your protein from beans or whatever, like quinoa? Or does it have to be meat? I think we need to understand... what do we need to eat?
Well, the question is great. You're going to have to work with my answer as best you can, but I love the question. So the question is, what do we eat? How much protein do we eat? And can we get it from beans or quinoa?
Right.
Well, everybody's different. So it's not like a one-size-fits-all approach, but most people, especially if they're not from India, if they're not from China, but especially India, they need quite a bit of protein. I mean, really, really large amounts of protein. And so if they try to get it from something like quinoa or beans and rice or, buckwheat or something like that, or, that type of thing, or whatever, garbanzo beans or Brazil nuts, it's not going to work out for them. It's not that they're going to starve, because they're getting something, and they'll be able to break. There is protein in those things. There's some protein, but it's not in the right form. So what happens is, you're kind of asking a huge question you didn't really realize.
Well, I'm just thinking about, so do I need to eat that chicken and fish every night? Do I need it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Do I need to have it,
need more specifics.
Is it 20 ounces?
You need to eat it probably if you're listening to the show. I don't know about if you're not listening to the radio show, but if you're listening to the show, you probably need a minimum of 4 protein meals per day, which is more than anyone's ever told you about.
All right.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's as much protein as fits in your palm and hand. So that helps.
That's like 3 ounces, 4 ounces.
It's about twice that.
Twice that.
So you're saying possibly 6 to 8 ounces of protein 4 times
exactly
a day.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. So if you try to do it with, you know, beans and rice as an example, all the phytates in there mm-hmm. will deplete things mm-hmm. like zinc and manganese and all these different minerals that you need to be able to digest and metabolize protein. So even if there's tons of zinc, for example, in oatmeal, which there is, oatmeal is like a magnet for zinc, and it'll pull zinc right out of your system and cause you to have a zinc deficiency. And you need zinc to make, you know, you need it to make testosterone, you need it to make melatonin, you need it to make epinephrine. Without zinc, you're not doing too good. You know, you can't sleep well at night, you can't have a good mood, you can't decrease pain, you can't digest your food, you can't have energy, you can't have a good sex life, you can't think clearly, you can't even move about properly. You can't, you know, so you're in trouble. So the minerals that we're getting that we're really needing for good health are bonded to proteins.
Okay, so I just have to ask you, you know, this is so, you know, overwhelming for a lot of us because we're all trying to eat right. We're all trying to do the right things. Give us an example of what you eat in a day. I want to follow you.
Oh, brother. Okay. I didn't think you'd ask me that. I keep throwing you. my blood sugar is really stable, so I'll just have three, you know, meals with, like, right now there's a problem with the fish. I mean,
yes, we have to be careful with fish right now, don't we? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a real huge issue. It's like, I'll just say three or four facts, which is they've found millions of times the levels of radiation in certain parts of the Pacific that were there before the Fukushima incident. So it wasn't a problem for a couple of years. It's been a little over 3 years. And now I have patients and all my colleagues have patients that are getting sick with radiation poisoning just because they want to be healthy and they're eating fish.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know, you know.
I'm not eating fish. Forget it.
I don't want to talk about why we don't know about this, even though I do, but let's just say that the Atlantic fish is fine, and some people say, oh, it's all farmed, which it's not. Like, if you get bronzino from Greece, it's not farmed, and you can get certain things from the Atlantic, but
wow.
I don't know what's going to happen in 6 months because there's still, you know,
it's
water coming
worse,
out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
are you eating chicken?
I'll
eat, you know, a fish from the Atlantic as much as I can. I'm kind of busy these days, but so I've been eating mainly beef, but I'll eat, like, beef or lamb or chicken or something like that, or duck or whatever.
Okay,
about three times a day, and I'll have a lot. I'll have about a half pound, so that's 8 ounces.
Well, you're
it sounds delicious.
It sounds delicious.
I mean, you're
let's have a ribeye steak.
But that's one of the questions I want to ask you, Dr. Elia, because with Pam and I, if we have a steak dinner, let's say. The meat stays with us. I mean, it just feels like it's in our body for much longer than it should be. It doesn't feel like it processes as readily as something else. Is that safe?
Is that safe?
Yeah.
That's the zinc deficiency. You can't make stomach acid without zinc. And it's the most common mineral deficiency in this country. So without zinc, you can't metabolize hydrochloric acid. And hydrochloric acid, obviously, is what you need to break down minerals and proteins in your stomach. So you can't digest the protein if a person's stomach's not working properly. And most Americans are so stressed out, they lose stomach acid just due to stress. And, you know, they're in a hurry when they're eating their meal. And
So, you know, true.
You can try experimenting with nutritional supplements and, you know, get a good zinc picolinate and try taking that with every meal. But it's not really, it's kind of like a treating symptoms approach. So mm-hmm. you may feel better. It may work for a while, but it's not really getting to the underlying cause. So in my office, I'll fix people's stomachs. I'll find bones and emotions that are related to their stomach. You ever hear that? I have a gut feeling about
this.
Yes, kind of like,
all the time.
Yeah. Well, that gut feeling comes from our gut. So most of our neurotransmitters and proteins and things are metabolized in our gut. They may go to work in our brain and cause us to sleep or feel good or feel bad or have pain, but they're metabolized in our stomach mainly.
Doctor, where are you located?
I'm in Santa Fe, California.
Gee, it's too bad you're not here in Washington. We'd come and see you.
I'll go there every now and then.
Next time you're here, give us a call because you sound like you're the kind of doctor we're all looking for. You know, we need this.
Sweet. The kind of radio
Don't
show
cry.
I like being on, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds fabulous. Well, we're going to eat some more of that meat now.
I'm going out for a hamburger
and
tonight.
And forget
thank
the salmon,
you.
Rochelle.
Forget the salmon. I'm going for some bacon and a hamburger. Dr. Elia, thank you for joining us on Chat with Women. Okay. Well, I didn't know if he was going to say thank you, too.
Because goodbye.
Goodbye. But let's thank our sponsor, Fiat of Seattle at South Center. We'll be right back.